This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Live and Collective Soul. The date of that gig is Sunday, August 3rd at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So call now to win. It's your opportunity.
You know, we've complained a lot about emails lately. Email's wacky. So Jabby says he didn't get my email. He sends Jason a text, and he says, "Tell JP this is my email address." That's what I sent it to.
He said it went to spam for some reason. So he didn't see it.
All the way around. There's no way around.
I guess I'm spam.
He checks his spam, and it was in a spam.
It's a horrible.
All right, so we're going to do technology. Final segment. We're going to do our own little survivor pool here between the four junks and the producers. So we got six-man survivor pool. $10 a man. Winner gets the pot.
Are we picking two today?
We're going to pick two teams today, two teams tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So, and you have to win both, obviously.
Right.
And then from the weekend on, you can just pick one. So Saturday, if you're still alive Saturday, you'll pick one. Sunday one, blah, blah, blah.
Got it.
All right. We'll do that.
All right. Works for me.
You guys okay with that?
Sure.
All right. So like if theoretically everyone could take Duke.
Of course.
Or you draft Duke and then no one can take
Duke. No, we're not going to do the draft thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
We're just going to do the regular Survivor.
But you can only use them one time in the tournament.
Correct.
Right. Hence the name Survivor. Just to let people know.
I wasn't goofing on you.
I'm just letting people know.
Are we? How many picks are we making each day?
Two per day.
That's just today and tomorrow now. Once you get to the weekends, it's one each. You'll have to text that.
All right. I'm going to try my hardest, but I hope I get eliminated.
All right.
we hope you get eliminated too.
All right. Hold on.
All right. I want to go last.
Okay.
That's
but
fine.
But if Cakes picks it, I can use the same pick as Cakes.
Yes,
of course,
you can.
Of course.
Right. This is what Valdez.
All right, we'll start behind the glass. We'll go to Valdez first.
Give me Tennessee and UCLA.
Wow. Going UCLA, going to 7 seed. Getting a little ballsy.
I'm going to go with chalky. I know
you
that.
You can't go with
the Uber
early,
chalk.
You can't go with a high seed early because then you burn him.
It's about survival, brother.
All right, Tennessee, UCLA.
It's about making it to the next
round. Do not recall our Survivor yeah. plays.
I know. Well, so I'm just going to burn all the ones.
In the circle pool.
If you want to pick Yale today, go right ahead. If you have that conviction.
I think you should take Yale.
I can't. I can't put all my eggs in that one. All right. I'm not going. It's Drabby.
All right, Drabby.
Give me the Zags, of course. Mm-hmm. I'll use them now. And Texas Tech.
All right.
Okay, Zags and the Red Raiders. Good.
No, screw it. You're I know right. you guys, our track record, I'm not separating myself.
Yeah.
But our track record is we suck at Survivor Bowls.
Correct.
So I'm not playing around. I'm going to take Houston today. They're a 1 seed.
They are a 1.
And I'm going to take Tennessee, a 2 seed.
Yep. Right. I like it. You know what? I'm doing the same thing. 1 and a 2.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking War Eagle, Auburn.
All right.
And I'm taking the guy that wears the white suit all the time on the sideline and coaches, brings every team he ever coached to the NCAA tournament. St. John's, a 1-2. I'm surviving till tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay? I think it's kind of crazy to take ones versus 16.
Hold on. If somebody loses one team today, they're out of the contest?
Correct. Out.
Yes.
Hey, we got to figure out how much a reverse cakes parlay pays. Bet against St. John's, bet against
Auburn. By the way, how much is this costing me?
$10.
$100.
You know what? Ask Stevie to pay you $10. The $900 he owes you. All right, I will take.
He'll never see.
I will take Wisconsin. I'm tripling up on them because I've got them in two other pools, but I just think they're going to beat Montana, and I'm taking Texas Tech.
It's two Texas Tech picks.
CB, two teams.
Am I the last one?
You're it.
You're it.
All right, Terps and Tennessee.
Hold on, Terps don't play today.
Terps don't play today.
It has to be today.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Poor listener.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. Who's playing what?
Just put scores on ESPN for the games today.
All right, Tennessee,
you got.
Yale. Do Yale. Begging you to do Yale.
Do A&M, emotional hedge.
How do I see?
Do you want the games? Creighton against Louisville, 12-15.
Do the emotional hedge.
Hold on.
No, he can't do that because his eggs are all in the basket, and he can't emotionally hedge at this point.
Here are the games. McNeese, Clemson, Creighton, Louisville.
No, I think you're on to something. I will do A&M.
Oh, you are doing the motion.
But you can't hold it against me when I crow if Yale wins.
I won't.
I'm only doing it as emotional hedge.
All right, there you go. So Bickle's got Tennessee, A&M.
You can't use it against me and say, you pick Texas A&M.
This just means.
And you know what? I'm taking it off the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you guys are going to use it against
me. The Aggies are going to win by 30 today.
No. They will. The Chimers.
All right, so you're not doing A&M now?
They will. I'm not doing A&M. I'm out on A&M.
Okay. All right, just scratch that off.
Purdue
against High Point. All right.
You know Zach Edey's not on Purdue anymore, right?
I'm aware. Pistons. It used to be anyway. Right?
He's on the Grizz, right?
Where Memphis.
He's on the Pistons.
Oh, I was wrong.
Juju Reese and the Grizzlies.
All right, so we're all in.
No, because he called him. He couldn't remember him as Juju Reese.
Got it.
I knew it wasn't right when I said it.
All right, so we're all in.
He said Juju Smith.
I knew the sister wasn't Angel Smith Schuster. That's how I knew I was wrong.
We need to get you some of that ginseng stuff.
It's all right. Who else is left?
That's it.
You said you were going last.
We got two. Everyone's got two teams.
All right, so we're all in.
We're good.
Right, you want to go real quick to
Edwin? I can't even keep up. I got in so many pools and survivor pools last second.
That's why you need.
I probably
have
need
a nugget
spiral.
On Edwin, Anthony Rendon.
Edwin, you have about 20 seconds.
Edwin, what do you got?
All right, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Good.
Morning. You guys have been trashing Anthony Rendon.
Right. He stinks.
He joined the Angels pretty much, and I don't like it, man.
Right.
I mean,
come on, quick.
That's disrespectful. Huh?
Quick. You're an Anthony Rendon.
You got 30 seconds.
This is Edwin, the tennis pro.
I mean, he played well for the Nationals. He's still torn all up postseason series to win the World Series.
Right.
And he was a great player for us for many years, even before that.
Right.
And then you guys trashed him because he joined the serious Angels. Who they don't care about winning, so why should he care more than they do?
So this is an Anthony Rendon support.
It's an Anthony Rendon stand call.
Okay.
Yeah. I
guess. All right. Gotcha. All right. Thank you,
Evan.
What a random call.
That's a horrible way.
It's open line Thursday.
That's a horrible way to open to end open line Thursday.
I like Edwin.
We got the guy from the magazine here. It's a very embarrassing call.
That's an embarrassing way to end. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.